We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.46 in the a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Syndio HR Twitter question of the day, presented by Syndio, your HR experts in Wichita, and Patrick Mahomes, front and center on the Twitter question today.
Yeah, we had two guys that were involved in some unsavory acts, so we'll try to lighten it up a little bit as far as football is concerned and ask you what you think of Patrick Mahomes' output coming up this year. At KFH Radio is Twitter handle that will retweet these every day, so you can do the same to all your followers after you get done voting. Question is, how many touchdown passes will Patrick Mahomes throw, assuming full health and 16 starts? 20, 23, 26, 29 or more. So far, 33% say 23.
Yeah.
And then it's almost even across the board, all the rest of the options. BZman07 on Twitter says, 20 is too many. I'll take 12.
And then
my response was, what, are they running the option? And then he came back with, he's a rookie. I figured since all the KC fans think he is going to be great, the possibility remains that he is Todd Blackledge. Okay. Well, at least you got your feet on the ground, but I doubt he's going to be Todd Blackledge. But, you know.
I'm not going to contest that other than I think that he's clearly, he's better than that.
It's like Sal talked about with arm talent between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, two of the guys that, and I hate this term, but spin it. Those guys can really spin it. I mean, there's some RPMs on those guys' footballs that you just don't see.
Well, when you stop to consider what he can throw, first of all, think about the offense that he's in and think about what that offense has produced, realizing that. And I know that some people think, well, they're just going to open up, they're going to open things up for this kid. I think it's probably more on the other side of the equation. I think they'll probably at least button him down a little bit more to start and then probably lengthen out things a little bit more. But keep in mind that Alex Smith last year threw for 4,042 yards, the most he's ever thrown for. Had a rating of 104.7, the best in his career, and threw 26 touchdown passes.
Yep.
So that's the best in his career. He's at 26, 23, 20, but more than not, 15, 18, 13, 17, 14, 18. So he went 26-5 from touchdowns to interceptions last year. Alex Smith, plain and simple, was one of the best in the NFL last year, and he only threw 26. So 23 seems like a pretty good ceiling. Who knows? But I can't imagine that they're just going to start throwing the ball all over God's green acre just because you've got a stronger arm back there. And in Sammy Watkins, you've got a little bit more of an ability to stretch the field. You got to be careful about things a little bit. Progress.
Vegas has the over-under, and I think we talked about this a month ago. That's about when it came out. Vegas has it at 21.5.
Yeah, I mean, so there you go.
Somewhat conservative.
Right.
I find it amazing to believe, but the single season record for touchdown passes in Chiefs franchise history is only 30. Len Dawson in 1964. Yeah. 30 is the record for most touchdown passes in Chiefs history.
Isn't that something?
That really is something. You know what the most...
Yeah, that really is.
The record for a rookie? Steve Fuller with 6.
Wow.
So rookies for the Chiefs don't come in and do anything. Yeah, he'd technically be a rookie, wouldn't he, Bruce?
Yeah.
I mean, playing one game doesn't ruin your rookie status.
Right. I believe that is correct.
Yeah. And he did throw for 284 yards in that one game that he got to play in the final game against the Denver Broncos. Most passes intercepted in a rookie season. Steve Fuller, 14. More or less for Patrick Mahomes. You think he can stay away from 14 picks?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think they will be careful with him.
Yeah.
I think they'll be more conservative than people are probably going to expect or be comfortable with. Which I think is the prudent way to handle things. You know, as good as this kid is, we think, he played one very meaningless game at the end of the end of last season. And you know, he's got to work his way into it. It's going to be a different kind of deal for him. And I think that they need to be careful with him.
I don't want to make fun of Steve Fuller, but Patrick Mahomes has a really low bar when it comes to resetting rookie passing records.
Well, that's
1,484 yards is a rookie record for the Chiefs in a single season.
Mm-hmm.
Six touchdowns, four interceptions. That was Steve Fuller back in 1979. Of course, Chiefs weren't very good then either.
Right.
Shortly thereafter, I believe Bill Kenny, Mike Livingston, that was that era where Bill Kenny had about 5 minutes. He had a season, I think, where he made the Pro Bowl and threw for a bunch of yards. But that was kind of the dark days of Chiefs football, late 70s and very early 80s. And, you know, so again, it's been a long time since Chiefs have expected or asked or had a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And now it's
no
here.
Question. And I think that look, I'm pretty bullish on the Chiefs. As long as they make the type of progress defensively that we hope that they've made, and I don't know, I mean, I have to see that, then you know, I think that they've got a fairly good shot this year. And they got a lot of things that need to come together. And a lot of it has to do with Mahomes and the progress that he makes. I'm really interested to see how that whole thing shakes out.
To your point, I can't wait to see how they play.
Right,
like you said, you think they're going to kind of button it up a little bit?
I do.
I'm not that I disagree with you, but boy, they're talking.
Well, you can.
They're talking him up.
You can. Of course they're talking him up, but they've also got to win football games with some uncertainty.
I know, but it's not like they're outwardly saying, we need to be careful with this guy. Well, you kind of need to tap the brakes with this guy. Everything I'm hearing is like, he's the second coming.
Well, okay.
Well,
yeah.
That's what,
all right, we'll see.
I'm not proclaiming him that. I'm just saying that's how I, and maybe I'm not hearing people correctly, but boy, I feel like his arrow is pointing straight up. Like everybody's just crazy about him.
Turnovers in the NFL are the biggest game changers in the game. Biggest game changers in the game, and they cannot afford for the purposes of having a few spectacular plays downfield.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to force something or other before the time is ready. And maybe it is. I mean, maybe he hits the ground running and boom, you know, and off he goes. I mean, he's certainly, people are bullish on this kid and his ability to pick up offense and his maturity and all of those things that go with it. And you hope that that's the case. It generally isn't the case.
I know.
It
not
generally
for rookie quarterbacks
isn't.
Is not.
No, and if you look long and hard at the NFL, there are reasons that rookie quarterbacks struggle a little bit. So that would be where I come to from the whole, you know, They'll let them air it out a little bit, but they'll be generally more conservative early, I think, with him than they'll be, especially because they've got so many other weapons. They've got one of the best running backs in the league. They've got one of the best tight ends in the league. They're improved in their receiving core. I mean, they've got some weapons that they can spread the ball around with. They're not dependent. depending totally on the quarterback. We'll continue this in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.